Hey, good morning, everybody. Live and in person here this morning, Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And I think we'll talk about hunting first, since it is the second Saturday of the firearms deer season. And if you're on your way, give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Or if you're staying home today and just listening, why don't you give us a call anyway? Tell us about your day in the woods on opening day of firearms season. How'd you do? What'd you get? Did the kids get anything? Did you see anything? Did you miss one? All of the above is what we're interested in. So there you go. Next hour, we'll have John Mulliken here from Maryland Department of Natural Resources, fisheries biologist from up in western Maryland. We're going to be talking about winter opportunities for walleyes and muskie. That's right, walleyes and muskie. One of my favorite, most favorite eating fish. And then, of course, the muskie is a very, 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 very good fighting fish and a big, large fish, something you can catch in fresh water that you'll never forget. So there you go. That's coming up the next hour in the show. But right now it's wide open. It's you and me for this hour. We're going to be talking about whatever you want to talk about. We had an NRP, Natural Resources Police, blotter came out on the firearm seasoning opener. I'm not going to read everybody's name, but a few folks got caught. And they actually did put some hours in on the deer woods this year. I guess they got some criticism over the last couple years for spending too much time on the I'm talking about the Natural Resources Police officer spending too much time on the water trying to capture the oyster violators. So, you know, that's how that goes. But anyway, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. That's also the phone number for the muzzleloader contest. Here's what we're going to do, as we have done in the past. We're going to give away the November muzzleloader today, at the end of today's show. If you call today, you will be entered in the November muzzleloader contest, and you will be entered in the December muzzleloader contest. Giving away a CVA muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA, who make CVA rifles and power belt bullets. CVA.com is their website if you want to go check out the Wolf. That's the one we're giving away. And all you got to do is call, give us your name and phone number. Brian will take your name and phone number, and then go on the air and say hi or ask a question or make a comment. But, you know, just, hey, I just want to be in the contest. That's good enough for me. Just got to go on the air. So let's get her started here. Y'all, do you want to know how we did? Okay. Well, we got to the property in Cecil County early in the morning, 5:30, 5:45. Checked in with the folks there and said our howdies and hellos and got dressed. This is my grandson Jacob and I. Jacob's 14. Got in stand and we were sitting there. And of course, legal shooting time was something like 7:07 or 7:05 or anyway, 6:35, a half hour before sunrise at 7:05. So we were sitting there, and as always, when we see a fox, I tell Jacob it's lucky. It's always been lucky for me to see a fox. Oh, and coincidentally, we were sitting in a box stand that was built years ago. This is a 4x4 or so box of, you know, wooden stand that's got a ladder going up to it. It's a permanent stand was what I'm trying to say. That stand, although the location has moved, is the same stand I sat in 18 years ago to the day, November 30th, and I shot an 8-point buck my first day hunting on the property, and I've been there ever since, 18 years. It was a radio caller here, a fellow by the name of Steve from Cecil County, who was quite a regular caller and quite a character. Steve and I became good friends, and I've hunted that property and taken a lot of deer and some nice deer, too. Well, 18 years later, Jacob and I are sitting in the same box. I had the same gun that I had. And about 10 after 7, a doe and two smaller deer, two yearlings, I suspect, or fawns, trotted into the scene and, you know, walking towards us. And I said, do you want to take that doe? And he said, what do you think? And I said, I'd wait. There's probably going to be a buck behind her. And sure enough, it didn't go but another minute or two. And here comes the buck. And he stood broadside and Jacob took the shot. The buck tucked his tail down and ran up over the hill a little bit, We didn't hear him go down. We didn't see him go down, but looked to me like a good shot. And we went and found him at 10 after 7. Jacob had his 8-point buck. So that's how that went. And I was very tickled that Jacob was able to get a nice buck. It was his biggest one so far. It was a really nice deer. It was a mature buck. Didn't have a tremendous rack, but it was a good buck. It had heavy beams. We knew it was a mature deer, and I was happy that that Jacob was able to take that deer. So we found the deer, dressed it out, got it out of the woods, and Grandpa went back in the woods. Jacob stayed in the house a little bit, and when the hunt coordinator, my buddy Keith, came back with his son, Jacob and Keith and Kyle, they hoisted the deer up on the game pole, and Jacob played video games for a little bit, and then somebody else, a report came in, and somebody else shot a deer, and they went out and fetched that one, and somebody else shot a deer, they went out and fetched that one, so Keith kept Jacob very occupied, how to hang a deer up on the game pole and the fact that they were going to cut them up and butcher them themselves and use them for meat. So it was a good day. Had a good day on Wednesday. Went out Monday night, I guess, in Carroll County. Didn't do much. Saw a couple deer. Wednesday went with Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Had a great big buck running between us with Kenny and I. Kenny's one of the main guides, head guides, and he wanted to see me get a deer. He was hoping to get a doe. He was going to donate it to the Jerky for the Troops program. And so we had a big buck running between us, and we saw him twice. I just couldn't get a shot at him, and Kenny was going to let him go, hoping that he'd come my way. But we didn't get him. We didn't close the deal, but had a good time anyway. So that's my story. What's yours? Bruce in Glendon. Good morning. How you doing, Bruce?
How are you doing, Mr. Ellison? Just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy.
I won your gun 2 years ago.
Did you really? Have you gotten a couple deer with it?
Yes, sir. Well, the first year I got two does with it, and I've been hunting over 43 years, and I still don't have one on the wall, but I'm having fun.
We are having fun. That's the main thing.
Yes, sir. But I just wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Okay, sir, and take care now.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Andy in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Hey, good, good. Hey, I had some good reports on oysters in Eastern Bay.
Yeah, there's plenty of oysters out there this year. We had a great year last year. It looks like another good year this year.
Yeah, I was talking to my fishing buddy, Cap Meredith. He's getting a lot of oysters down around Parsons Island.
Yeah, good.
Like 10 bushels, nice big round oysters.
Nothing wrong with that.
So maybe this summer coming up, it'll be some good fishing, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yep, it's always good to have a good year for oysters.
Yeah. I was talking to the guy from DNR. He does grants and stuff, and he just says they need to try to push Exelon to clean out that containment reservoir behind the Susquehanna, because if we happen to have a big storm and all that comes down again like it did during August,
all that silt, yeah, yeah.
Like you said before, they just keep paying a fine and don't do nothing with it, you know?
Yeah, they need to get that muck out of there, that's for sure. I don't know how many feet deep that is, but it's a mess. I know that. So.
Were you here? You weren't here when Agnes came down.
No, I was not. That was 70, what,
72.
72.
Yeah, my dad had a store in Ellicott City, and I was standing on the railroad bridge up there watching houses come down to Patapsco.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, I knew it was bad. I knew it was bad, but 72, I was 18 years old and just graduated from high school.
Oh, wow. Well, you had a good deer hunt.
Got a great deer hunt. Couldn't complain a bit. So, and I'm being a little selective this year. I really am. I'm not shooting for, I mean, I shot a buck in the muzzleloader season and I was happy with it, but I think I'm going to be quite selective this year when it comes to the bucks. They're out there. I'm seeing big deer. There's big deer on the properties that I'm hunting, so I'm just going to wait them out.
That's good.
Yep.
All righty.
All right.
Good talking.
Thanks, Andy.
Hey, I had some nice comments on your hunting magazine. I sent them down to New Bern, North Carolina.
Oh, good. I'm glad they like it.
Yeah. Very. I had another request. I'll send them down there. So apparently they don't have... They have some publications, but they're impressed with that.
Yep, I got. Well, good. That's good.
All righty, you have a good one.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care.
Bye bye. We are we are looking forward to somebody sending us a good oyster recipe. A lady called here right at the last second and wanted to give us a whole bunch of stuff with oysters here. But I need an oyster stuffing recipe from somebody in our listening audience. If somebody would be willing to do that, maybe send it to us on email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So let's talk to Bill in Baltimore. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How you doing, Al?
I'm good. What's up?
Okay. I've got an unusual one. It's the first time I've ever heard or seen of it. My son shot a deer opening day last Saturday, and the deer had mange so bad.
Well, I've heard of deer with mange. Yeah, we see them where there's a concentrated bunch of deer in an area.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it can strike anywhere. We've got some pictures of them with mange. Yeah.
Yeah, we was afraid. I wasn't sure whether to take it or not. You know, I don't know if I'd want to eat it.
Yeah, I don't know that it would. I don't know that it would bother the meat, but I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be touching it. I don't know. You know.
No, we just left it. You know, we was afraid.
Yeah. Well, you should have called someone.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I would have called DNR on that one and told them what happened. That was so, I mean, if you left it in the woods, I mean, I understand that it's just not a good thing to do, though, you know?
Right.
So, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was, like I said, it's the first one I've ever heard of.
Yeah, no, they do get mange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
All right, buddy. Well,
right.
I'm sorry to hear that.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. There you go. Let's talk to Larry in Easton. Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, I'm at work.
Okay.
I don't really have time to talk on the phone. I just wanted to get into your contest.
You're in it.
Well, I appreciate it.
How's that?
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you, and get back to work.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Sorry you have to work today. All right. See you later. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's a busy man. Busy, busy man. All right. Well. Hey, when you go hunting or fishing on the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, and fishing tackle. Now, Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for deer and waterfowl. Large selection. Compound and crossbows by Matthews and Excalibur. They got outdoor clothing and camo by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl Clothing. Now, man, I'll tell you, that's the kind of stuff you needed yesterday, that waterproof stuff by Under Armour and Drake. Hunting boots, hip boots, waders. Goose and duck calls. The season's coming back in, and they got every accessory you need for your waterfowl hunt. Now, services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking, bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much, much more. They even have the Bubba Blade knives. They've got ice for your cooler and lots of ideas for Christmas for the sportsman and your family. For fishermen, too, you need it, they got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road. That's exit 39B on Kent Island. Call 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase, mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bed.
Redliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day.
All right, let's talk about what happened on opening day. I'm waiting for your call here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. Alan in Centerville, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Just pulled on to Route 305 and a student light six-pointer standing there in the field.
Okay.
It's not uncommon. I live in Centerville, Maryland, and I work in Annapolis. I'll see 30 or 40 deer this morning going in. And
oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of them are on the side of the road. They've been deer struck.
Yep. That happens this time of year. Yep.
Yeah, the population is unbelievable.
I just wanted to call in.
I enjoy your show, and I wanted to get into the contest.
You're in it.
And I thank you very much.
All right, Alan. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, the busiest weekend of deer hunting season was a safe one for the thousands of men and women who used the opportunity to enjoy the outdoors while filling their freezers for the months ahead. Maryland Natural Resources Police statewide were on duty. They checked 1,639 hunters and wrote 96 citations and 247 warnings. In all, NRP spent 1,791 hours on game patrols. This season, which began November 30th, concludes December 14th. Oh, by the way, the conclusion of the story was 18 years to the day that I hunted on that property, out of the same stand, my grandson shot an 8-point that I shot 18 years ago. I mean, it's just very cool. Anyway, Allegheny County, David Allen Hickey, 46 of Westernport, was issued three citations for deer hunting during a closed season after officers found him in possession of one 4-point buck and two spike bucks shot with a rifle. Acting on a tip, NRP found Hickey in possession of 10 untagged deer racks, one deer that had not been processed, two deer heads, and one large bag of deer meat. Hickey told officers he shot the larger buck in one of the spikes on November 27th and the other buck a few days earlier. Officers seized the hides and the antlers and the unprocessed deer. The usable meat was donated to a needy family. The inedible meat was destroyed. Hickey is scheduled to appear in Allegheny County District Court on February 6th. In Frederick County, a man was charged with hunting within a safety zone and hunting with a rifle in a shotgun-only zone after a ricocheting bullet struck a Myersville home, causing as much as $1,000 in damage. Martin David Holt, 53, of Myersville, scheduled to appear in Frederick District Court February 18th. Had a sneeze coming there. Okay. Whew. His rifle, gun case, and 16 rounds of ammunition were seized. He faces a maximum fine of $1,000 for the safety zone violation and a $500 fine for the rifle violation. Frederick County, Maryland. A Facebook post by a Jefferson man boasting of shooting a 10-point buck ended with NRP officers charging him with two hunting violations. On Facebook, Jacob Matthews Wiles, 19, killed the antler deer with a rifle on his family's farm, but there's no record of him reporting it to the state. He was charged with killing an antler deer on a crop damage permit and with using a rifle in a shotgun-only zone. The deer was seized. Wiles is scheduled for trial on March 5th in Frederick District Court. Maximum penalty on each charge is $1,500. A hunting party on a Newmarket farm was issued multiple citations and warnings after they were checked by an officer on patrol. All three men are scheduled to appear District Court on March 12th. Joshua Robert Stonecipher, 25, of Westminster, was charged with hunting private land without written permission. Edward Walker Grimes, 30, of Westminster, was charged with not having a hunting license in his possession. He received a warning for not having a deer management permit with him. Robert Eugene Marr, 44, Frederick, was charged with hunting private land without written permission and not wearing fluorescent orange. Nine additional hunters were charged in Frederick County on opening weekend of the firearm season. The maximum fine in each case is $1,500. Justin Kenneth Bechtel, 18, of Littlestown, failure to field tag a deer. Paul Wayne Dennis, 30, of Emmitsburg, failure to wear fluorescent orange. Lee Harold Frischauer, 18, of Myersdale, failure to report a deer on the harvest record. Harry Bradford Gamble, Jr., 64, of Emmitsburg, failure to field tag a deer. Todd Edward Harmon, 24, of Buckystown, hunting with a rifle in a shotgun-only area. John Alexander Hope, 48, of Lewistown, failure to field tag a deer. Tiffany Nicole Little, 21, of Emmitsburg, failure to wear fluorescent orange. Timothy James Moser, 51, of Thurmond, failure to report two deer on his harvest record. Brandon Edward Wagaman, 32, of Rockville, hunting on private property without written permission. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to talk to Doug in Easton. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm worn out reading all these names, and there's more.
Yeah, I heard that. Hey,
yeah.
Well, first of all, I guess I want to apologize. So, you know, I looked over and said, God, that guy looked familiar, but I couldn't place you because you got so skinny.
Yeah, well, okay. Where were you? Where was I?
At Anglers.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you called me out.
I did, yeah.
I just looked at you. You were talking to a fella, and I said, God, that guy looks familiar. I can't place him. And I was getting ready to walk out when you called me out, but I apologize.
Oh, now I recognize your voice. Yeah. Okay, Doug.
You must be back on the market because you look good.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, anyways, I just called, maybe get my name in there. And I tell you, I listen to you every Saturday. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I enjoy your show, as always, and I'm back out there. I've done pretty good so far. I'm trying to, maybe if I have a chance, I might use that second buck tag, but we'll see how it goes.
No, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I'm looking for my second one, and then I got to take out those two does. But I'm being really picky, so, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, thanks so much. And,
all right, Doug.
Like I said, I always enjoy your show, and I tell you, I listen, so I had to call you up to prove it.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
Take care.
See you, Doug. Bye-bye. There we go. Doug goes back a long time. All right. Allegheny County, an officer on foot patrol charged two Cumberland residents with hunting on private lands without written permission. Lewis Allen Morale, 49, and David Michael Iser, 53, have trial scheduled for February 6th. Garrett County, acting on a tip, NRP charged James Dale Ticknell, 26, and Jason Dillon Ticknell, both of Swanton, while hunting antlerless deer out of season. The older brother received a citation for failing to report a deer kill. In Washington County, two men were charged with deer hunting violations in Hagerstown Monday after a citizen's complaint. Officers from Maryland Natural Resources Police and State Police responded to a report of an illegally shot deer in the 9800 block of Old National Pike. They found David Wilson Wood, 62, of Chambersburg, and Matthew David Wood, 30, of Hagerstown. I wonder if they're related. David Wood told police he shot seven-point buck on property where he'd been given permission to hunt. However, officers determined that the deer had been killed in a neighboring field. He was charged with hunting on private property without permission, failure to record a kill on his harvest card, failure to possess and display a hunting license, and hunting a bonus antler deer before a purchase of a stamp. The younger Wood was charged with failure to record a kill on his harvest record. The buck was seized and donated to family in need. The men are scheduled to appear in Washington District Court on February 13th. Maximum fines, if convicted, are $1,500 for each charge. And in Washington County, Steve Donovan Kretzer, Jr., 22, and Irvin Eugene Calder, 81. 81! Of Smithburg received citations for hunting at South Mountain State Park, where hunting is prohibited. The deer was donated to a local food bank. Both men are scheduled to appear in district court on February 11th. Maximum fine is $500. Four other hunters were cited in Washington County. Adam Joseph Kuntz, 19, of Hagerstown. Failure to wear fluorescent orange. Nathan Mark Malnix, 20, of Hancock. Failure to purchase bow stamp. Danny Lee Sims, 35, of Clear Spring. Hunting on private land without written permission. Joshua David Wortman, 28, of Hancock. Failure to wear fluorescent orange. What are you guys... idiots not wearing your orange out there? Is there something wrong with your head? Do you want to die? Do you want to be shot by a rifle or a shotgun? You're morons.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm.
I really hate poachers.
Beats all you never saw.
Some of these violations are little piddling things, but still the law.
Straightening the curve.
You gotta tag your deer. You gotta wear orange. You gotta have written permission to hunt on private property.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Now you scofflaws that shoot deer willy-nilly and kill more than you're supposed to. Throw the book at them. Take their car.
Well,
take their truck. Take their gun.
The law will allow.
Put them in jail. 81 years old, for God's sake. Yeah. 81! Plus these young guys. What's wrong with their heads? 18, 19, 20. Oh. I'm done. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. It's all about you. All about your phone calls for the rest of the hour. And let's get in that muzzleloader contest. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-922-6680. I'll tell you something about tagging your deer and filling out your harvest card. Many of you don't even know this, I bet. I bet you just don't know. I'll tell you about it after break. How about that? Let me tell you right now about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. We got waterfowl season coming back in. I have three suggestions for you. Well, I have four suggestions for you for waterfowl. For those of you guys that like to hunt ducks and geese, there are three semi-automatic firearms, three semi-automatic shotguns. There's the Gold Light 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto-loading performance, the Gold. Comes with a Dura-Touch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, three standard Invector choke tubes. That's 10-gauge. There's a BPS pump shotgun. For those of you who like the pump-action shotgun, available in 4, 10, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. Also comes in 12 and 20-gauge deer, rifled barrel deer models are also available. Bottom ejection, Dura-Touch armor coating. That means the steel and the wood is, or the steel and the plastic's all coated. It's dipped in a like a vinyl. So that's what that means. In Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity. Then there's the Maxis, the autoloader shotgun. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, the new power drive gas system reduces recoil. That's the one you want to look at, is the Maxis or the new A5. The hump is back, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. Has 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. You got You got it. You can see it all at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com. See you there. Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Week in Review, now on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck on the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
Eastern Shore, Redneck, USA, and there's Ted in Sudlerville. Just happened to show up. How you doing, Ted?
Pretty good, Al. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Not much. Just called in. I'd like to get in your contest this morning. I'm on the way to the tree stand.
All right. You're in it. Be careful up there. Wear your harness.
I appreciate all the information of those violations because I think a lot of hunters don't realize how expensive it is for something as simple as that.
And not only that, this upcoming year we had the poaching Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act passed in 2012. And since it's a regulation year, the proposal for how that's going to be handled administratively is going to be put forth at the stakeholders meeting coming up in February. So we're going to see how DNR on an administrative level is going to deal with these repeat violators. What do you think of that?
I think that's a good move.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's going to put some teeth in the law, and there's going to be some guys that are surprised. They're not just going to pay their fine and not show up.
Right.
You pay your fine and not show up, that's a guilty plea. Now you're subject to administrative action. So, stay tuned. We'll have more on that.
Right. Hey, thanks for a good job. Appreciate your show.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Have a good one.
See ya. There we go. Let's talk to Ron in Linthicum. Good morning, Ron. How you doing? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, doing pretty good. Been a long-time listener. On our way up to Carroll County now. We did pretty good last year. My son got an 8-pointer.
Good.
Mainly call in to India muzzle-earing contest.
Yeah, we're in. You are in. Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
All right, good luck out there. See ya.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Richard in Westminster. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Alan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to touch. This is the Richard that sent you the emails a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Hey, I was actually unaware of the one probably new law about signing in your on your license.
Oh, no. That's what I was going to talk about. We're covered up with phone calls here. But it's on page 40 of the Guide to Hunting and Trapping. And what you are required to do is when you find your deer, before you move it, before you dress it and everything else, you got to tag it. And the tags are in the rule book, okay?
Right, yeah, I got all that.
All right, well, the field tag. Well, then, once you fill the tag out and attach it to the animal, you have to make a note of that on your hunter harvest card that's part of your license.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
No, I didn't realize it till when I got my first deer this year. I field tagged it as normal.
Right.
Brought the thing home.
Right.
Called it in with my confirmation. And then as I'm writing it on my license, I'm thinking, holy moly, I was supposed to do this part in the field.
In the field. That's right. I mean, and look, in the excitement of the moment, you just got a nice deer. It's laying there. Now the work starts. You got to dress it out. You grab that tag. You fill it out. You put it on the deer. Most guys do wait till they dress it out. You know, they're not moving that deer around and flopping it all around with that tag on them. They're waiting until they get it, until they start to move it. And that's certainly reasonable. But you got to fill that card out. Now, so NRP shows up. You got a dead deer laying there. You got the field tag on the antler or in the ear, and they says, can we see your license? And you go, sure, what for? Here's my license. I got my written permission in there. I got my photo ID.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you didn't fill out your big game harvest card.
Yeah, I would have been guilty on that for the first year.
Yeah, well, sure.
You know.
Sure.
I just, not knowing is no excuse.
That's right. That's why they give you those books.
Yeah.
I'm
too busy picking the ads.
Well, here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. They make every effort to get your license online through the Compass system, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get your book?
How do you get your book? They hand it to you.
No. Online. If you go on your home computer and get your license and print it out at home, how do you get your book?
Oh, I don't know. I get mine in the store.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do, but a lot of people do it at home.
Yeah.
And so that book is just kind of, All right.
Yeah, you don't get a physical copy of it when you do the online.
Online, that's right. Yep.
Right.
Gotta go.
Okay, Alan.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Here we go. We got Johnny in Pikesville. Good morning, Johnny. How you doing?
I'm fine, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Johnny.
Long time listening to you. First time calling.
Well, I'm glad you're calling me.
I'm here in the Pikesville area.
Okay.
And I'm sitting right now. When I first called, I had 9 deer right in front of me, and now 3 of them's moved off. There's 6 of them standing here. I'd say maybe about 50 foot from me.
Are you in your house or where are you?
No. I'm in a vehicle. I work out here at night.
Oh, I see.
And I'll tell you, I just circling my area here within the last half an hour or so, I've counted 68 deer.
Good grief. Well, I'll tell you, I have a friend in Pikesville, a customer, and he was telling me how many deer there are in Pikesville running all over the yards and everything else. He's never seen anything like it. So.
Oh, it's terrible. It's eating the people's bushes up, their
yep.
flowers and everything. They can't have anything decent around here. But I think there should be somewhat means and ways of maybe a getting rid of some of them, tranquilizing them, getting them out of here, or either, I don't know, maybe somebody come in here with bow and arrows season and hit them.
Well, all you got to do is knock on doors in Pikesville and ask for permission, and you get thrown out. Trust me. So.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. There's some areas here that would.
There's some areas that would.
To get them in here.
Sure, I got you.
In fact, a couple areas that I'm in, you know, they would do anything in the world to get rid of them.
Well, Johnny, I got your phone number. Maybe I'll give you a call here later.
You give me a call if you got my home phone, or you want my cell phone also. Or
what? Well, did you give the number to get in the contest?
I give you my home phone, but the cell number's really if you want to call.
Well, hey, just we'll get her, okay?
All right,
buddy. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
See you, man. Thanks.
All right, bye
bye. Let's see. We got Jane in Lutherville. Thanks for waiting. How you doing, Jane?
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, baby.
I want to thank you for all your crazy information you give us. You're very special. And I know I have deers in my backyard and they're right off York Road.
Yep, I know it. They're everywhere.
I took a picture of one.
You did?
Right.
I got you.
And I want to wish you a blessed Merry Christmas and a very happy healthy New Year.
Well, thank you very much, Jane. I sure appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, sweetie.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes, Jane. She's a very nice lady, I guess. Let's talk to John, North Carolina. Hey, John, how you doing, bud?
Good. Wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
And let's see. This year I got 7 points so far.
Oh, good.
Got it during muzzleloader about two weeks ago.
Muzzleloader season. That's good.
Yeah, the deer were really running that day. I haven't figured out exactly why.
Well, it was probably
perfect day.
That was probably the rut. The weather was probably right. You probably had a full moon, I would think. And the rut was kicking in 5 days before and 5 days after the full moon. You probably had high pressure. You probably had good wind. You probably had an early moon rise where the moon was up from, let's say, 3 or 4 in the morning all the way up till noon that day or something like that. Did you get them in the morning or the afternoon?
It was, I saw more deer that day than I've seen in 13 years.
Morning or afternoon?
It was morning.
Morning, yep. Well, the
saw a big buck tending a doe, couldn't get a shot at either one of them.
Yep.
At 9.
Yep.
And then I shot mine at 10.
Yeah, well, see, that's what happens when you get that early moon rise, and that moon stays out till about, you know, noontime. That's a morning hunt. And I'm pretty sure that's where we were 2 weeks ago.
All right. Well, another 2 weeks, I'll try it again.
There you go. Well, yeah, exactly. 28 days later, that's when the rut kicks in.
Yep.
Okay, buddy.
All
thanks.
Right.
See ya.
Take care.
All right,
bye.
John. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. You go hunting or fishing on the Eastern Shore, make sure you stop at Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island. The largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, fishing tackle. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms, ammunition for deer and waterfowl, compound and crossbows by Matthew and Excalibur, outdoor clothing and camo by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl, crabbing supplies, decoys, hunting boots, hip boots, waders, goose and duck calls, all kinds, makes and sizes, and every accessory you need for your hunt. Services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking, bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much more. Now they have Bubba Blade knives. That's a great Christmas gift for the sportsman on your list, and even have ice for your cooler. So fishermen, if you need it, they got it at Chesapeake Outdoors. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island. That number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Their courteous and friendly staff will help you find exactly what you need for your next hunt or fishing adventure. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality buck. Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. Or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my accountant, seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I can hear that bullfrog calling me, too. Ah, yes. Well, here we are. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, I'm sitting in the deer stand, and, well, I was thinking about this actually this morning because the leaves are wet out there. We had rain all day yesterday all across the state. How do we know when the deer are coming? Well, a lot of times you hear the deer coming in the leaves. You can hear the leaves. When the leaves are dry, you can hear them, you know, crunching through the leaves. And, you know, a lot of times a squirrel will mess you up. You'll think it's a deer coming or something. But, you know, once you get used to the squirrels, and a deer does sound a little bit different. Fox sounds different than a deer walking through the leaves. And, you know, it just takes being out there to know the difference. You know what I mean? But you have to use your eyes, for one thing. And how do you see deer? What do you look for? Well, it's good to know your area. It's good to know where the trails are in your area. It's good to know, you know, how the deer move through that area, and, you know, what an escape trail is. If somebody, let's say, is on the other farm and jumps a deer and it's coming your way, or somebody else in your hunting party, or, you know, if the does are running, where the bucks are going to be running, or and that type of thing. It's good to know, and it's good to be able to watch in different directions, you know, kind of at the same time. And how I do that is, if I'm in the stand, I'll look to the left for a while. I'll study the terrain over there. I'll see what looks like a deer and rule it out. In other words, if there's a stump over there and it's, you know, it looks like kind of like a deer and it's a dark object, well, I'll know. I'll make a note, you know, mental note that that's a stump and not a deer. So I don't have to bother looking at that anymore. And I look for horizontal lines. You know, there's not much in the woods that is horizontal, but the back of a deer is. I'll look for blocks. I'll look for shapes. I'll look for colors or shades, more or less. In the evening, I'll look for a dark spot to catch my attention, you know, and I watch for certain signs, a flash of white or whatever it might be. But I'll look to my left for a while. And I'll start low. I'll start right in front of my tree stand, and I'll look out and out and out and out and out and out further. And then when it gets out to the point where I can't really distinguish a lot, I pull up the binoculars and I scan with the binoculars and I go left, center, right. And I do that. I scan from right in front of my stand all the way out as far as I can see, put the binoculars up and scan. Do the same thing. Turn slowly to the right. I'll move my eyes first before I move my head because deer are very adept at picking up movement in the stand. So, you know, you got to keep, and you got to get that kind of the sense too, you know. Now, you can use your ears and not necessarily listen for deer footsteps, but you can listen for other clues. You can listen for the squirrels to start barking or stop barking. You can listen for the blue jays to start, you know, chattering and squealing and go on alert. Crows will do the same thing. Blue jays are my favorite, though. I mean, maybe one out of every 10 or 20 times when you hear them alarm, that it'll be a deer. A lot of times it'll be a fox or a hawk or, you know, a squirrel or something else. But when I'm hearing the blue jays and a number of blue jays start to squawk, I'm looking in that direction because more often than not, there's going to be something coming that way. And another thing you can use when your ears are kind of ruled out is your nose. This time of year, those bucks stink. They stink because they're in rutting season. They stink because of how they prepare themselves for the rut. And the does do too. And you can actually smell those rutting deer, and primarily the bucks. They really stink. And you get that smell in your nose a couple of times, and you learn what it is, and you can smell them coming. And when you smell them coming, you look upwind, and there, you know, more often than not, you're going to see something. So there you go. Just a couple tips for being out there in a wet, leafy day. I don't know if it helps or not, but it is what it is. Helps me. So I got to share. All right. Well, coming up next is John Mollican, Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. We're going to talk about walleyes and muskies. And we hope you stay with us. Muzzleloader gets drawn next hour. Get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide.